Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Oh, my goodness. I was wondering if I was going to have any kind of technical difficulties, and it looks like, yep, here we go. So the beginning of the show. Anyway, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Listen, whoever's listening, welcome, and whoever's not listening, hope you listen on the podcast. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what the heck does that mean? Who am I? What is this reality spirituality even mean? When I talk about happiness, I am saying that it's really a foundation. It's an internal foundation. It's an internal temperature gauge, if you will, which is set on peace, contentment, calmness, balance. You are set at that temperature regardless of what's happening in your life. And what I've found with this search, with this endless, and it's going to be an endless search, which is an endless topic about happiness, what I've found is that people ask me about happiness, and there hasn't been one person who has said to me, how do you experience more happiness? How do you get more happiness? How can you be happy? People sign up for classes and they want a feeling. They want to feel better than how they're feeling right now. It is an epidemic out there, quite frankly, and you can tell because of how angry a lot of the world seems. And I'm saying that just on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment. I mean, you can watch television, or you could, you know, read the magazines or whatever. If you're arguing, or if you're angry, or if you're upset with somebody else in your life, this is the show for you. One of the main things that I talk about in my classes, The Importance of Happiness, on the first day of class, and I want to share this with, you know what? I just started talking and didn't even tell my audience about the show and where you can find me. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Facebook, Reality Spirituality. Email, info@RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, I should say my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. Or if you want a copy that's autographed by me, you can send me an email, and we'll work something out with that. It's a limited edition, so there, all the selling is done. Can you tell that I'm not really a good salesperson? Let's get into the topic. Let's get this thing done. The topic today is holidays and happiness, and one of the reasons why I chose this is because, in fact, I even wrote a chapter on it in my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. There you go. How's that for marketing? Is I remember so many days, so many holidays, so many birthdays, so many times in my life where I had such high expectations how the day was going to unfold. I had such high expectations even prior to the day, looking forward to a great celebration, especially if it was my birthday, Valentine's Day, holidays that I love, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, the big ones. And what happened with me is what I found is I was set up. And listen, my dear audience, it's not your fault. You know, we're all programmed to have these running thoughts in our heads, running thoughts about what happens on holiday, what we should be doing, what obligations we have on holidays. All of these programming just is an endless loop. And quite frankly, some of my before I really got serious about wanting to experience more happiness and started practicing some of the skills that I teach on the show, is that a lot of the holidays for me were a huge letdown, only because I had such high expectations and only because I felt an obligation on this certain holidays. Okay, Christmas, I have to call my mother, I have to call this person, I have to call that person. It's for me, it was wondering why this holiday wasn't feeling the way I wanted it to feel. And so let me just get right to it, because quite frankly, what I wrote in my book was pretty damn precise. So this happiness and holidays, the holidays really doesn't, is not, I'm not focusing on anything religious behind any of the holidays. The focus of this show is to share with you why some people feel blue, they feel sad, they feel depressed, they feel lonely on or around the holidays. And let me throw in birthday too, holidays and birthdays. Let me throw that in. I'll never forget a while ago, my son was 16 at the time, and he's 31 now, so that was a while ago. And he said to me, he says, "Mom, holidays are overrated." And I thought about it, because I really hadn't thought about it before, and I asked him why. He said, "Because I just, you know, I'm really expecting or waiting for this big upswing and this big feeling, and it's always a letdown." He was just telling me, not that it's a letdown, but it wasn't what he thought it was supposed to feel like. So I just want to share that I don't pretend to have the answers for anybody why people feel depressed or why people feel lonely or sad during the holidays, but I do want to share with you how I changed my perspective and how I changed my outlook and my look, how I changed my idea or my whole approach to holidays and celebrating them. So the question that can be asked is, the Christmas season, I know we're in the middle of summer, and I know it's 4th of July tomorrow, but let me just go to the Christmas season, because people talk about depression, sadness, loneliness during the holidays, and in my opinion, one of the big reasons is because the expectations. We talked about that now. One of my dear, dear friends the other day had a 50th birthday party. And he has a 17-year-old daughter. And so 50th birthday party, you know, 40, 50, 60, those are milestones in birthdays. And on this particular day, he was working. In fact, he was working all day, was working overtime. And there were no plans. He's really a layback, not into celebrating holidays. And so his daughter asked him, she says, "Well, what are you going to do? It's his 50th birthday. Come on, are we going to go out to dinner? And he says, "You know what, I'm working today." He says, "So I'm going to celebrate my birthday on another," he says, "let's celebrate my birthday on another day." And it wasn't that his birthday wasn't on his birthday, but this restriction, if you will, of celebrating birthdays, celebrating holidays on the day that we are quote-unquote supposed to or should. I mean, you know, do you celebrate Christmas on December the 20th? Do you celebrate New Year's Eve on January the 13th? But what I'm asking you is to really think about that. Because who says that you can't? Remember, your life, your relationship, your life is about you and how you feel in each moment. And quite frankly, sometimes I'm not inspired or I don't even feel connected to a certain holiday. And the force of or the obligation to or the demand to do something on a holiday was really quite overwhelming. Do you hear all that noise in the background? Let me hold on a second. Let me just change the stack. And then I want to invite you to call in too. We have a lot of people calling in on the U. Hi, everybody on weekend of the 4th. If you want to call in and talk to me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So he told his 17-year-old daughter, you celebrate your birthday or your holidays on any day that you want. So she's set up for the rest of her life to really pick and choose and decide how she feels. Is she inspired to celebrate? Does she even want to? Is she celebrating because she's inspired to? Or is she celebrating or is she acknowledging a holiday because she feels obligated to? And let's just say anyone, obligated to. There's a big difference between celebrating because you're inspired to or you're really into it or if you feel an obligation. And what I'm talking about this topic today with the holidays and happiness is really about the obligation of celebrating a holiday or the obligation of celebrating birthdays. And I had a friend of mine tell me about how disappointed he was because his girlfriend at the time, either, believe it or not, it was a girl that either forgot his birthday or didn't plan anything special. And so he was very disappointed. And how could you care about somebody? How could you really say that you love somebody and care about them if you forget their birthdays, right? Well, herein, in fact, lies the issue and the biggest problem. The expectation that, speaking of myself, that I would place on other people, the expectations and the obligations that I would place on other people's to perform and to come up with and to orchestrate and to initiate some kind of plan or dinner. Let's do this on your. I'm actually getting tongue-tied because there's so much about these holidays. The obligation to expect someone else to do something for my birthday, day after day, time after time, was a setup for failure, was a setup for a real letdown. Let me go to a really quick commercial break, 30 seconds, and I will get back to you. There's a couple of technical difficulties that I'm having right now. Let me get back to you in 30 seconds, my reality spirituality audience. Come back in 30 seconds.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Okay, that was easy. That was quick and easy. Okay, now I can focus. Thank you, audience. I want to read a quote by Albert Einstein. And I didn't put any quotes in my book except for two. And this is one. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd, and the one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. What I want to say is that your happiness, we all know, is your responsibility. And when you are really true to that, and you make a commitment to that, you will really recognize that it's you and you alone are responsible for feeling all of these moments. Your feelings are your feelings, and not the and you are responsible for how you're feeling in every moment, and the blame put on other people, or the blame put on circumstances, or the blame put on others. Now I said that twice. The blame put on other people for they disappointed me, or they didn't show up, or they didn't call me, or they forgot, or they didn't acknowledge my birthday or a holiday that I wanted to celebrate, or they didn't plan. Can you feel how you're setting yourself up for disappointment? All disappointment and all heartbreak is eliminated by eliminating expectations. There is not a single day in the year with more expectations than holidays and or birthdays. There are high expectations for both of those occasions, huge occasions. And with that said, all of the planning, all of the, I mean, I remember planning even to the things that I was going to wear on the holiday. Everything was planned down to the last detail. Oh, I have a caller. I have a question. Yes. Audience, did you hear that question? I have people calling, but I'm not able to put them on the air. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to answer the questions, and I'll let you know, audience, I'll let you know the question is, I'm just going to answer them live on the air. That's how I'm going to do this. Okay, what is your question? Your question is about worrying? Okay, let me answer that. Okay, audience. Oh, geez. Okay, so this is the second week in a row we've had technical difficulties, but who's counting? So the caller just asked me about worrying about her son and on the holidays because he gets really lonely and she's in another state and he's in another state. And she was talking about that the other day he called her and he was crying and he hates his life and he hates his job and the holiday is coming up and now that's making it worse. And now she's worried about her son. Okay, so here we go. And what should she say? Let's see, what else, what other question? Okay, this is the thing, parents. I love parents with their children there, and it's so easy to get caught up in your children's problems. But if your children are adults, meaning that if your children are over, are over 21, then you're really done. And it's time to listen, parents, as opposed to give advice, unless, of course, they ask. But let me go directly to this woman's question about worrying about her son on holidays, and he's miserable and not happy in his life. Again, it's really not about the son. It's about the mother. And I had this conversation with someone a couple of days ago who just coincidentally happened to be a mom too, and the worry. The only reason why we worry about our children, or the only reason why we worry in general, let me just say that, the only reason why we worry in general is because we're lacking trust. The lacking trust means that you're going to worry. When you trust in the universe and you trust in the divine plan and you trust that everything is in order, there is absolutely no reason to worry about anything. So the reason for worrying is a direct lack of trust. And so whose responsibility is that? Who determines whether how much you trust? That's right, it's you. And so how do we practice developing trust? How do we practice trusting? How do we practice gaining more trust in the universe? I know we're getting off the holiday topic, but I answer the questions. If my audience calls in with this question, then I answer it. How do we practice trusting more? One of the main ways to practice trusting more is really being aware in your everyday moments. In other words, lock in and start focusing, having laser focus on the present moment. When you're focused on and when you live in the present moment, I believe we've talked about this before, but it's always good to review and to restate. When you live in the present moment and you're really in the present moment, there is no way that you can worry about the future, because if you're in the present, you can't be in the present and the future at the same time. So practice living in the present moment. And those exercises are really, you can Google those exercises. It's really easy to do. What I used to do is just start out loud, okay, what do I see? I see this color, I see red, I see blue, I see my television, I see a fan, I see a plant, I see a picture frame, I see a chair. And you just practice saying those things and keeping yourself in the moment. There's tons and tons of ways to practice staying and living in the present moment. That's one thing. So you can Google that. Practice trusting. And one of the things that I always say is, listen, my dear audience, don't feel like you have to do all of this yourself. You are not here alone. The universe is here. The universe is here to support you. The universe does support you. All it is trusting. It's like, you know, that game when you just stand up and you just, and somebody is behind you. I used to do this as a kid. You stand up and then you just lean back and then somebody is supposed to catch you. It's called the trust game. I remember someone told me that she was in the circle of trust and they were all practicing the trust game and she fell back and And the person that was supposed to grab her dropped her. And then now she had trust issues before. I know this isn't funny. It is funny. She had trust issues before, and then after the person dropped her, that didn't help her trust issues. But again, see, this is perfect. You can't expect somebody else to help you with your trust issues. In other words, falling back and having somebody catch you is not going to bring you more trust. Talking about these life dynamics and the obligations of holidays and how holidays can subtract from your life and your daily your journey is great to talk, but what about practical ways? How do you get to a point where holidays can be celebrated just like any other day? In other words, holidays, I can take them or leave them. Holidays, I can take them or leave them. And what I found in my life is every day is planning and not planning each day and not planning a holiday, not planning and just saying, I'm just going to flow with the day. So tomorrow is 4th of July. I have absolutely no plans. I have absolutely nothing to do, and I'm just going to allow the day to unfold just like any other day. My dear audience, holidays, every day can be a holiday. When you shift your perspective, when you shift your energy, and you really begin to be present, and where one day is not any more special than the next day, especially these holidays that man, quite frankly, has created. One day isn't any more special than the other. In fact, all days are holidays. All days can be your birthday. All days can be felt with this special, this feeling of awe and wonderment, and just thank you for this day, for this present of a day. My final point is this, because you know I can start yakety-yakety-yakking and just go on forever, and then sometimes, listen, I know, I some people tell me, Rebecca, you've made that point 5 times in one show. Oh, really? Well, I'm in the present, so who knows? Don't remember. But I want to just touch on a couple of things. I'm actually opening my book right now. Blah, 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 and I'm opening my book because I just want to make sure. So this question about what are you doing for the holidays, my answer is always nothing. My answer is always nothing, or I don't know. My answer is always I'm going to let the day unfold. And what I want to leave you with is that every day can be celebrated as a holiday. Every day can be felt as this huge, in fact, awakening to a brand new opportunity of experiences, of events that you'll never, that you have no idea is going to happen. And that's every day until the rest of the days. So I want to leave you with, make the rest of your life, you've heard this before, the best of your life. That wasn't my quote, but I like the way it sounds. Make the rest of your life the best of your life, which is this. When you are committed and make the determination that you want to feel differently than you have in the past, you want something new. You want something fresh. You want something different. You will be able to see that each day, it doesn't matter what man calls it, each day is just as special, and each moment is just as special as any moment. In fact, when I was thinking about this topic, I went back to certain days in the holidays that I remember things that happened specifically, and the holiday never really panned out to, in other words, it was always a big letdown to what I had visualized the holiday would be. And so now, instead of visualizing or having an anticipation of this holiday, I don't. It's just one day that links to the next day, to the next day, and every day. In fact, audience, today is July the 3rd. This is going to be my 4th of July. I'm going to celebrate 4th of July today. And why am I going to celebrate 4th of July today? Is because I want to. And that's your answer to another caller. Hold on a second. Hi, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your question? before I ask what's your question. What's your name? Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show. Yes. Okay, audience. I don't know if you can hear my callers, but let me just answer Betty's question for. Let me just tell you what Betty's question is. Yes. Okay. This is a great question. Thank you. Okay, so Betty has a – Betty, can I just put you on hold? I can still hear you. No, actually, I can't hear you. But let me put you on hold because I don't know what that background noise is. So let me put you on hold. Okay. Yes, so this is Betty. Betty was talking about her grandmother who's celebrating her 90th birthday. And her whole family is flying to Tennessee, she said, and she doesn't have them. Okay. Okay. All right. Yikes. All right. Okay, got it. So let me share with my audience. I don't know how this is sounding over the air. But let me share with my audience. Okay, so Betty has a grandmother going to be 90 years old, and then she said that the family is traveling, and she really doesn't want to travel with the family because she had a horrible relationship with her grandmother that she never told her family about, and not a horrible relationship, but something horrible happened with the grandmother that she never told her family about, and she's always felt obligated to go and see her, and then if she doesn't, her family turns on her and tells her that she's selfish, and you know the woman's getting older, and she gets a lot of heat from other people in her family as to why. This is huge because, and this is so typical. One of the biggest epidemics and one of the biggest issues is other people focusing on what other people are doing and what other people decide to do. I used to feel this obligation of fulfilling obligations to others. Until I got to a point where I start really prioritizing my own happiness. And I said to myself, if somebody wants to be upset with me, or if somebody wants to be angry, or if somebody wants to hold a grudge, or somebody wants to not talk to me or be mad at me for not doing what they want me to do, then that's okay. It really comes down to what I feel and what's best for my spirit and what I feel is in line with my spirit and what I want to do. And what other people, if they want to get angry and if they feel that I'm not living up to their expectations and they're angry, then I'm not upset with them, and I'm not mad, but I understand what the issue is wanting to control somebody else and wanting somebody else to do something that I want them to do. When I opened the show and I said that my friend had a 50th birthday, and I actually said, "You want to have lunch? You're having lunch?" He says, "No, I don't really want to have lunch." And then me getting upset because I don't get to have lunch with him. Am I going or am I okay? I'm trying to get back to the point. And the point is this: if somebody is willing to be upset or angry at me because I'm not doing what they want me to do, I'm okay with that. And, you know, I'll call them and I'll still talk to them and I'll still say, "Hey, what's up?" and "Hi, how are you doing?" But it's still their problem and it's their issue. Remember, people that are wanting you to behave in a certain way, this obligation versus inspiration, you got to be strong, people. You can't allow the influence of others to affect your spirit or your core. Say you're inspired to stay in the house. What if you're inspired to meditate for 10 hours on a holiday? And you said to your 90-year-old grandmother or one that's being, I'm going to meditate all day. Well, that's not going to go over big. But if it doesn't go over big, the reason why it's not going over with somebody else is their issue and because they're not accepting of what you want to do. It takes a lot of commitment, courage, conviction, determination, and self-acceptance to do and to be and to stay true to what you want to do in every moment. And the influence of others is really your decision in every moment. Can anybody influence me? The answer is next week's show. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Go to my website for at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. And go to the private session tabs if you like to receive If you want to email me, go to info@RebeccaNorrington. Follow the show on Reality Spirituality Facebook page, Reality Spirituality, and follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And I want to say that, audience, you are responsible. It's your decision. It's your life. It's your moments. If you want something different, you have to practice something different. If you want something switched, changed, then it's your responsibility. I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the moment. It is about your life. Okay, I'm going to answer one more call. Yes. Yes, that's right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to, because I don't think the calls are going live on the air. Can I ask you to call in next week or whenever, whatever Sunday you'd like to call in at 7 a.m.? For some reason, the calls are on the air are not live. I'm not able to pull up the calls live. Or you know what? Email me. Yes, email me. Email me the question. Okay. Thank you so much for understanding. There we go. Technical difficulties. Reality Spirituality heard every Sunday 7 a.m. Thank you, audience, for listening. Talk to you again. Love it. Happy every day. Happy 4th of July. How about happy every day? Reality Spirituality. Rebecca Norrington.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Liberty, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Liberty, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Liberty, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Liberty, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers.
Get real.